Scene 5.
Doctor, Captain Smollett, it's me, Jim. I'm back.
Who's there?
Look what I found, John.
Well, if it isn't the famous Jim Hawkins in person! You came to see your old friend, John? Let him go. Hal, Jim, you remind me of when I was young, boy. I always wanted you to join our team, and now you don't have a choice. Smollett and the doctor thought you had betrayed them.
Where are they? And why are you here?
They called a truce, and they told us that the ship was gone. So, the doctor offered me a deal. They would give us the treasure if we let them free and safe. So we did.
Really?
That's all you need to know. So do you want to join our team? What's your decision?
I'm not that stupid. You did it all wrong. You lost the boat. You lost the treasure, and many of your men are dead. And I did it all. I heard your plans and I told the captain everything. It was me who took the ship, so I'm not scared of you. I'll say just one thing. I will forget the past if you surrender. So, what's your decision?
Well, this is my decision.
Get back, Mary! Demons, he's just a kid!
I want to kill him too.
I am your captain, remember? I like this kid. He's braver than any of my men. So leave him alone. Any complaints?
The crew are unhappy with your leadership, and we need to talk about that. Let's go, Mary. Go outside.
This meeting means you are almost a dead man. And probably me too. I guess this is a rebellion. Listen, boy. I am on your side. But I understand now you are a real man, and we can be the perfect team to save our lives.
So, is it all over?
Yes, hell. We have missed the boat, and our lives are in danger. For this reason, we have to make an agreement. You save me, and I will save you.
I agree, then.
Look, boy, I am not stupid. I know that you have hidden the Hispaniola somewhere. I know when I have lost a battle, and I also know when a man is loyal.
Shh! Here they come.
Hide! Come on. I don't bite. The black spot! I knew it! Where have you taken this from? Bible! You idiots! This will bring us bad luck!
It doesn't matter. Read the back.
Okay. Dismissed? Will you tell me why?
First, you've spoiled this trip. Second, you let our enemies escape. Third, we couldn't follow them. We are not stupid, Silver. And fourth, you have saved the kid. You are with them now.
Have you finished?
Yes.
First, it was you all who spoiled the trip by drinking all the time. So we lost the boat.
Good. And what else?
Second, the boy. He is going to be our hostage. Do you really want to kill our last chance? Third, the doctor will come with a new boat to save the hostage. And fourth, I let them go because they gave me this.
Flynn's treasure map.
It's true. Look at his signature. J.F.
Very well, but how can we get the treasure if we don't have a boat?
Well, the kid told me the boat is hidden, but I don't know where. I will negotiate his freedom if he tells me where to find the Española.
True. That's so clever.
Long live Captain Silver!
Hooray!
Okay. We need to be ready. Tomorrow I will search for the treasure. We will tie up the kid. I don't want any more surprises. Now, leave me alone. Now you can come out, Jim. Come on, boy. I gave you my word. Can I trust you?
Of course.
I didn't doubt it. Remember that we only have each other.
Hey!
What have you seen? What?
Who?
I think this is the Allardyce's skeleton lying on the ground.
Good!
Okay.
How?
I knew it! It is a sign on the map! We are on the right path! The skeleton points in the direction of the treasure. Poor Allardyce. One of the six who accompanied Flint.
Poor Allardyce.
Come on, keep walking!
15 men with the chest of dead. On the bottle of rum.
He's
Flint!
Oh, yeah. Let's go! Dead people don't sing! I have heard this voice sometimes. It doesn't matter.
Magro! Bring some rum, Magro!
Those were his last words on board.
It's a curse for using the Bible for his black spot. This is Flint's spirit. I've got to do something.
Wait! No one but us three on this island knew Dovey McGraw. And that voice, yeah. Ben Gunn! This is Ben Gunn's voice.
It's not possible.
I don't mind. Ben Gunn is not very scary. And I wasn't afraid of Flint when he was alive. I won't be now he's dead. Come on! It won't take long.
Here we are! The treasure is behind that tree! There's nothing. Only this.
Walrus. Flint's ship name. Did you look properly?
Well, of course I did. Someone got here before us. And he has taken everything. And it's your fault, you old cripple. And this is his fault too. You will be the first to die. Ah!
Oh. Jim!
Doctor!
Thank God! Are you okay?
Yes! Silver just saved my life.
I promised you. I expect the same from you, Jim.
What are you talking about?
I gave you my word. If you helped me to get out alive of here, I would help him as well.
I promise you, when we come back to England, You will have a fair trial.
Thank you, Doctor.
Where is the captain?
He is taking care of his men in Ben Gunn's cave.
I knew it! That Ben Gunn!
When you left, Ben came to see us at the fort and he explained everything. We went with him because he had food for all of us. So we decided to give the rioters the fort and the map. We saw the boat on the other side of the island, but didn't know anything about you until I saw you coming over here and assumed that it was you who had brought it. Then I came here with Ben to rescue you. He scared the pirates.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you, Doctor.
So am I, Jim. We thought you had crossed over to the evil side. But let us go back to the cave. There is a treasure to take with us.